Okay.
And then you give it.
Unfortunate, but I have four venues in writing, but not the correct. So I'm not sure if I should apologize or who should. But be that as it may, we found this through the administration. And I'm very pleased we were able to locate you. Because I tried calling every member of the staff and no one answered their phone. Right. Now what we've got is, it's very good, just about everyone on the committee is here. It's just that one or two have stepped out on an important issue. But I do happen to know that both the Honourable Williams and the Honourable McPherson are here. I do know that. All right? And having, you know, and I believe that we've also had a constructive committee or subcommittee and so on and so forth, and we will in due course hear from them. On that note, I must say that, you know, I'm a bit worried because we're looking at a very full program, as you know. And there's one thing I'm going to appeal to myself. One has tried to observe this, but even I myself have lapses. And I notice that very often everyone else has many lapses. And that is, we actually don't apply our minds in the meeting at all. We actually communicate on our cell phones from the beginning that the meeting starts until the very end, except when we're actually talking. And if you've ever had a look at yourselves on the parliamentary program, which I took the liberty of doing the other day, it is incredibly obvious that people are not applying their minds. Now, that may well be all right for a regular report and so on. It is not acceptable for legislation. I want to make this clear. Legislation. And it is not acceptable for the minutes. The minutes are a legal document which can be quoted in court cases. So I cannot impress upon you more. I know that most of you do not respect me. That's fine. That's fine. But what I will not allow is people to jeopardize legislation in this committee. I will not allow that. So not out of respect for me, don't use the cell, but because you have been sworn in as a member of Parliament, as a member of the National Assembly. And if you do not know what the rules require, but who hasn't got a rule book? Hands up. Maybe new members don't have the rule book. If you don't, we will get one for you. You will not be able to claim ignorance. Do you understand? Now, this is very, very important. Everyone's doing their own thing in subcommittees. Subcommittees are according to the rules. We have to observe the rules. Not my rules. Now I want that clear. Very clear. And apologies. There are rules around how many meetings you can miss. And all apologies, your chief whip should know about it in the very first place. Even before I know. So I don't want to have to speak about rules again. Please. It's so important. Now we will be getting a new member of this committee, a new full member, and that will be gazetted shortly. I have been informed in writing, and until the committee has been informed, and I'm just looking to see if they have, it means it has not been ATC. Do you follow? So the person may come in at some point, but remember, it has to go on the ATC. We all know that, don't we, from when we first came here. Right. So we're now going to look at adoption of the agenda. I do need to leave here at 1300 for a higher structure meeting, and I am going to ask the Honourable Williams if he is finished with that short intervention when I have to leave, and it is 5 to 1. I am going to ask him to take over. Is that acceptable? Right. So can we have someone to propose the adoption of the agenda? Honourable Buyani, seconded by the Honourable and Yard is advocate, yes, the Honourable Albert. Thank you. The apologies, please.
Morning, Member. Honourable Jay Estehazen, attending to party business.
Is that all?
All right. The Honourable Slanguini does not come in, is she here at the moment? No. If she does not come in, we don't have an apology. We generally do allow half an hour for that, in case someone's apology has been held up. All right? So, Slanguini. All right, there we are. She has apologized. So, that apology as well. Right, we go back to the report, and we're going to have to slightly rejig it with scenes. The subcommittee, let me see, Honourable Kyoko. Yeah, are you ready?
Yes.
You are. Right, so if you would go straight ahead, the chairperson of the subcommittee on the National Copyright Amendment Bill. Yeah, what does the N stand for?
No, that's National Credit
Amendment Bill. But why is that one first? You
I'm
see.
Not sure.
Oh, right. So we'll have to you know, just have you before Honourable Kierko, before the Honourable Williams. Is that all right? You go ahead. Are all your members here? Good. Go ahead.
Good morning, members. We met last week considering the copyrights with the members. We have adopted a program. Then we have also adopted the terms of reference on the copyright as a committee. We have deliberated on the matters on which one to focus on. We also requested the Department of the DG and the DDG to come and present them the recommendation by the Falam Commission. And also, there's a report on the table that we have circulated, which talks about our meeting, the date of the meeting, the people who were in attendance on that day. And we have also considered the issue of technical panels. Remember last we appointed, we recommended names to the committee, and only two were appointed. So we had to go back to the subcommittee to consider other names. We have considered names. Here are the names that the committee is saying requested the PC to adopt. Page 2, 3.5, you can see those are 7 names. The two have already been appointed, the first two. Then from 3.5.3, those are the names that needs to the committee to give us a go-ahead and to be appointed. So we also have a terms subcommittee program. We have presented the draft to the committee. Our draft, as it is, we have groupings of the meetings as a committee on which part is going to take place. There's the first group that will be focusing on the policy areas, the second group and the third group. So, but that's why we said we requested the DTI to come and present the Falam Commission on and the policy issue. So basically, Chair, if I've left out something, the committee members will assist in presenting the report. We also discussed the issue of invitation to a the TV dialogue that I've already discussed with you. We have agreed on that part. So thank you, Chair. I'll request members to add if I've left something on the report. Okay, no, it's fine. That's how the report it was. And we are going to meet tomorrow. And after we have met tomorrow, we'll also give you a report.
There's only one thing, Honourable Tiako. You indicated that there was there were some slight changes in the terms of references. The terms of references you had were those adopted by the committee. Now, when you make changes, we're all learning as we go along, all right, they must be brought back to the full committee for adoption. So the correction to your report, if in fact that's noted word for word, is that you wish to recommend to the committee the proposed changes. Do you follow? And then we here will take that decision. All right? So it may be pertinent then to highlight the changes that were made. And then we will take hands after that, Honourable Albert.
The committee the subcommittee is requesting the committee to adopt the program as it is. The policy areas to be focused on are Group 1, we are indicating fair use versus fair dealing.
Yeah. Okay.
Number 2, exceptions and limitations.
Uh-huh.
Number 3, accessibility for people with disabilities. Number 4, parallel importation. 5, freedom of panorama. 6, private coping levy.
Look, members, it's on the overhead, not here. It's on the overhead, all
they
right?
They do also have
I
copies.
I see everyone studying here.
No, they do have copies, some. Yeah, some they don't, yeah. It's on the number 7, regulation of collecting societies.
Uh-huh.
Number 8 is ownership. That's how we have grouped the discussion as a committee. This is what the area of focus we're going to start with. However, the groupings as it is, the second group and third group, we are saying we are going to remove everything that there is no confusion or conflict on and concentrate on the difficult part of the bill to say, here, that's where we have problem. We need to spend time on this part. So that's the focus that we said as a committee to say we are going to deal with this, but we are going to recommend to the PC to adopt the program as it is. Or you can change there and then we will adopt as a committee.
No, fine, thank you. So this has been recommended to us by the subcommittee. Before we ask or engage on any other aspect, any comments or questions or clarifications on this? Yes, Honourable Van Skalkwyk, Honourable Buyani.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think before we look at the program, how it's been outlined, we must first go back to the terms of references that were amended by the subcommittee and first move from that point, and then we can move to the other part. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, fair point there, Honourable Buyani.
Yeah, no, thank you, Chair. I wanted to correct here the subcommittee subcommittee will be meeting. Sorry, Chair, but I wanted to indicate that the subcommittee agreed to meet this afternoon the plenary. That will be presented by all the terms and reference. Because we were told that there's a commission that was interviewing and dealing with this issue. So we cannot just now as a committee, a subcommittee, to start afresh while there's a committee that then there are recommendations from the committee. That is where that we have to start there from the commission and move forward in terms of the attention.
No, thank you very much for that. The earlier point made by yourself, Honourable Van Skalkwyk, do you want to address that for us, Ms. Sheldon?
Good morning, members. good afternoon now. The main changes to the terms of reference, what we've updated was we've added the names of the members, which weren't there previously.
Mm-hmm.
We've elaborated on the scope of the subcommittee by adding the groups that the committee agreed to and tasked the subcommittee with. And we've also gone and added the updated draft program. So those are the three key issues that have changed. Otherwise, the scope is the same and has been agreed to by the committee at other stages.
Honourable Van Skalkbeek.
Chair, when looking at the proposals for the amendments, I don't see any trouble because there's no changes in the core of the terms of references that we've proposed. So I would agree that or propose that we move for the adoption of the amended terms of references. Thank you, Chair.
Right. Honourable Mantash.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I want to support Honourable Van Skalkbeek that we must agree to the proposal by the subcommittee.
Any objection? Good seeing you here. Yes. Any objections? No. All right. So, in fact, the new terms or revised, freshened up terms of reference have been adopted by the main committee. Have we got enough members as we say that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, we do. So, those are your terms of reference then. Okay. Fine. Thank you. And it sounds like you've really begun work in earnest, I must say, don't we? I mean, it's a lot of work, and we're expecting the same a level of work and volume to be retained. I'm sure we are all, aren't we?
Sure.
Honourable Mantash.
I just want to check if it is an error that we don't have the document that Honourable Thiago was presenting on as member of the committee.
Yes, I think that the document is available. It's just this room, you know, doesn't lend itself to access of documents. So where is Miss Seabritz? Gone to enjoy the sea breeze, is she? Anyway, but the big thing is this, on her return, she needs to check, Ms. Sheldon, that all members have got whatever documents were brought in here.
Yeah, I don't think that was brought to the meeting, though.
Yeah, no, we do need it, though. The other issue, of course, is that Honourable Williams asked to step out a minute or two with the Honourable MacPherson, and, of course, everyone's idea of a minute or two is different. So I don't know, I was hoping someone's gone to get him. All right. So meanwhile, while we're waiting for the Honourable Williams and the Honourable MacPherson to return, I don't want to go on to other issues. Have we all got the minutes in front of us?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take some minutes and just begin to look at them. I think the first one here is February, is that correct? 14th of February. St. Valentine's Day, is it? So we have page 1. And various people in attendance there.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sorry. Yes, Honourable Elbert?
Yes, thank you. My apology is not noted in here, but I did send an apology for that meeting. Thank you.
Have you checked the tender? Albert, I don't know. See, it's written absent. Did you come in after half an hour, maybe?
I don't think I was there on that day, Wednesday, 4th of February.
Yeah.
But I did submit an apology via email.
All right. I want that checked on Mr. Medema. All right, Honourable Alberts, we won't debate it if you accept that, but can we please check on it? How will you do that? Yes, get Honourable, get Ms. Siebritz. Ms. Siebritz, good thing you up here. We haven't got time to run around on this, so please contact Mr. Hermans, that's the colleague I assume you're referring to, and ask him about the email with respect to the 14th of February sent by Honourable Alberts. We will clarify that, Honourable Alberts, all right? Honourable Tierko?
Thanks, Chair. I see in the meeting there are the minutes, there are November, March, so can we sort the documents first before we enter?
Is this page one?
No, I'm saying the minutes as they are on my desk, they are February, November ones and March, so there's mix up here, so can we sort the minutes accordingly and then we take it, or we start at the beginning or at the end, I don't know, Chair.
I don't seem to have any November.
There's 28th
November. 31st January. 31st January. 13. 7
March, yeah.
All right, look, may I just intervene for a minute? You were probably aware Ms. Siebritz has been away. I think you were aware of that. She was away for over a week. She's not been well. In fact, the whole family hasn't been well. Now, it could be some breakdown in communication. Am I right? Because the Portfolio Committee Secretary said he has never sent these November minutes, you see, meaning he hasn't asked Ms. Siebritz to give them to us. Is that correct? Yes. So, he tell us what it is you intended us to have.
What we are doing now is minutes for the 14th of February, 6th of March, and 28th of February. That's it. 14th February, 6th March, and 28th February.
The ones I began with, the 14th of February.
Yes.
And what is March?
28th February and 6th March.
The 14th of February, the ones we were on, do you remember? And then the 28th of February, is that right? And then March. Now, the others have been adopted. So, you know, look, I can't even comment as to how her mind was working this morning, all right? And I don't want to go down that street. On her behalf, I am apologizing. Can we leave it like that?
We accept the apology, Chair.
Thank you. So can we please go to the 14th of February? And it is right, page one. And we already have dealt with yourself there, Honourable Alberts, am I right? Page two. The adjournment until Tuesday, the 20th of February. Can you check the register, please? And we are checking on the Honourable Alberts. Can I propose that we adopt this with a possible amendment on Honourable Alberts' issue? Can we propose that? Thanks, Honourable Buyani, seconded by the Honourable Van Skalbeck. Right.
Sorry, Chair, I was not present in that meeting.
Okay. Who can... Were you present, Honourable Kachalia? Yes. Seconded by the Honourable Kachalia. Right. Attached to the minutes, which we asked for last year, in future, can we please have attached what we requested? Remember? And that's simply why you've got the letter attached. right? Remember the quality of the department's work? Right. Okay. The 28th. Now, here we are. Page 1. Page. Is page 1 correct? Yes. Page 2. Trouble when you go to the cupboard, eh? Page 3. And that's where we rest. Meeting adjourned till the 6th of March. Please check the register. Right. And we have someone to propose. Hang on, I see there's an attachment. The attachment are the responses. Do you see that? And those are important because we'll be using them shortly. Again. Right. Can we now ask someone to propose the adoption? Honourable Tiako, seconded by, sorry,
yeah.
Honourable Buyani.
Okay.
Yes. What is the issue?
Maybe before we adopt, yes.
I wanted to check because it says everything that you request, I don't know whether it's been, we've been furnished with more special information, extra information that you requested that they provide us with.
It should be this.
Okay. If then that is how we propose for the adoption. Thank you.
Oh, right. So you'll be seconding the Honourable Tiako. Well done. Okay, fine, thank you. We may as well just finish these minutes and then go back. We're now looking for the 6th of March. The 6th of March. Page 1. Look, I'm not going to go down the route of why you seem to have a jigsaw here. Honourable Miss Siebert was not herself, it seems. Anyway, page 1. Page 2. Wondering, members, you know, these are minutes, all right? And maybe you're very good at this, Honourable Kachalia. You could just apply your mind to what I'm going to say, because do you think in the minutes we can afford to say on page 3 and refer to it as the Trump administration, given that we're not one of the local journals? I don't know, anyone, I do think perhaps there should have been greater deference. Yes, Honourable Williams.
Chairperson, I do think that we shouldn't do that. We should put the American President's Administration.
Exactly.
Yeah, we should be formal. We're a formal structure. We're Parliament, for goodness sake.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can't just say the Trump administration.
Yeah, we probably said that in committee, but you know, it's understood that it was meant, whoever said it, President Trump, you know. Right. Are we agreed, Honorable Kachar?
We could change it to the U.S. administration.
Yes.
Yeah, that is better.
Yeah, that's it. Let's be a bit more neutral on this. Say the Trump administration for the speech. Have a house. All right, thank you, members. On that note, can someone propose the adoption? Honorable Williams? Yes? Seconded by the no? Yes, Honorable Elders?
Madam Chair, just a technicality. Actually, I'm noted as present here, and I was present. I came a little bit later. But on the attendance list at the back, I'm noted as absent with apology, party business, which is not correct. I probably just did not get the paper to sign myself, but I was present. Just I was about, I think, about 20 minutes late or something.
No, that's quite in order. Now, I will have to counter-sign this. Do you understand? Please, because we can't change it per se and then amend it. All right? And please check this, because you did note he was present, all right. So over here, I'll countersign here, out, and that'll come under the amendment. What is today, the 13th? Right, okay, that's done. I think people have been very thorough today. Is Miss Seabritz back? All right. Yes, Honourable Mantash?
Chair, with due respect, Chairperson, we apologise if we appeared to be undermining your authority by being on our gadgets during committee. Part of our sometimes concentrating on gadgets is looking at back at the documents that we have so that we can better input in the committee. But if that has offended you, that was not the intention. It is not like we don't concentrate, we do concentrate.
No, it didn't offend me, very little does. There was a complaint. And I do take complaints seriously. And especially, it would appear as if they were justified. So my own feelings don't come into it. And I'm sure members who arrived late after a little intervention they were discussing will get the information from their colleagues. Right. On that note, Honourable Williams, will you be ready to give an account from the subcommittee? It's your privilege.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm going to just talk about some of the issues within the subcommittee that have been that are stumbling blocks. We could say stumbling blocks because we can't reach consensus. Because although it's not my job to reach consensus per se, it is a committee bill, and there are some issues that are still not agreed on by everybody 100%. And also, there's a few factors that need more discussion. So, for instance, I'm going to just start with them. And then, if I've left anything out, I'd like to allow members of the subcommittee to also add, if that's possible. Can we do that during the... Okay, so I'm just going to go, and there's no particular order around this. It's just issues that we need to look at as a committee and decide on. The first one is, should the assets be a factor? In other words, then, during this, within the bill, it talks about the value of people's assets who are applying for debt relief. And there is an argument going, there is an argument that to actually find out how much these assets are worth is going to be such a lot of rigmarole that perhaps the whole asset issue should be removed from the bill in its entirety. And I recommend that that is the way we move, because can you think about it? How is people going to prove? Anyway, so that's one of the issues. Secondly, is the question around that's recently come up, is because the debt mechanism is going to be quite long and quite difficult, When I say difficult, there's going to be a lot of people involved. The question is, should it be once off, or should it not be continuous and just going on forever, but only people can only apply once, sort of thing? That's another question, Chair. Sorry, are you with me, Chair?
No, you see what I mean about I also contravene. That she's referring to what you're talking about. Okay?
But I don't think it's very nice, Chair, that you do that, so that we can all be on the same page, because in effect it is a committee bill, Chairperson. Thank you. Okay, so there's that once-off question. Should it be once-off? Because of it's such a huge thing. People are going to get employed, and they're getting employed for years, and then what? We're just going to retrench all of them. Okay. There's this retrospectivity of the bill. So it's retrospective. Is another issue that we're looking into that's quite complicated. And I must be honest, I'm a little bit confused by that, and we need more information about that. How exactly are we going to do this? Because it's very important. Is the bill going to start being applied from the day after the bill gets passed in Parliament or signed by the President? Or is it going to happen a week before? And there's many implications of this. Because if we say the day after the President signed, lots of people might run out and go and get debt and then immediately start applying for debt relief. So we must just bear in mind the consequences of that.
Yes, but what are you proposing?
Well, I'm not sure. We need more information on that. That's a bit complicated, and I'm not sure about that. So I need more information and maybe a one-on-one with me, because I'm not sure what that one's about. Okay. Then we're moving along. The role of the credit providers within the process, should it be implied or should it be explicit? Now, the recommendation is that it be clearly spelled out what their role will be. So it's not like we mustn't allow for too much leeway in order for the process to work. We must actually say that at this point we will engage with the credit providers. It must be part of the rule, the guidelines of the process. It must actually say. It can't be implied. We can't exclude them because we didn't know. That sort of thing can't happen. The other thing which is a problem was, well, not a problem, that's not getting 100% agreement on, is the figure. The figure of 7,500 rands and also the figure of 50,000 rands. The legal opinion talked about the arbitrary nature of these figures, and so with regard to these figures, we may move the 7,500 rand down to 5,500 rand, because Debt Busters said that 5,500 rand was the maximum salary of people who would benefit. But still, this is who was the maximum. Sorry, 5,500 rand was the lowest salary that Debt Busters would deal with. So in other words, then, if you're earning less than 5,500 rand, you don't get access to debt. Yes. And that would make that not an arbitrary figure. You see, Constitution, I don't want to end up going to Constitutional Court and getting told that the bill that we've been working on for a year and a half is unconstitutional because of the figures. The other figure there is the 50,000 rands. We need to come up with either why we came up with that money and justify why we come up with that, or any figure, because we could even drop it to 10,000 rand and it would still be just an arbitrary figure. So it's not necessary, so we need to come up with justification for that. Then there is the right, the minister's, the rights that we've given the minister. Around that as well, there's no consensus, and we were even thinking perhaps removing it completely. So that's one of the things that the committee should discuss. I'm just looking at my notes, sorry. What needs to be done about loan sharks isn't in the bill, and maybe we should criminalize them all. I don't know what we do about that. That's been raised before, and what are we going to do about loan sharks? What are we going to do about the illegal money lenders? And are we going to make more laws to make them even more illegal? But I don't know if that's going to stop them, so I'm saying, you know, or more penalties. So, you know, there is that question, because my concern is, and many of the committee members have raised this concern, is once a person's gone through debt relief and received the write-off of a debt, they don't get access to credit again for, well, up to two, well, we've said 2 years, but it could be up to 5 years. We haven't decided what exactly that number is. But those people could then go to loan sharks, and we're concerned that, you know, they would then have a problem. So there is that. So these are the things we are now. But fundamentally, I can say that we're very close to the edge here. It's just, when I say the edge, we're very close to the end of getting consensus on many things. Most of the things we don't have consensus on are because of the arbitrary nature of them in clauses that we've got. So that's as far as I can report. But we are meeting every single day until the end of the week. Thank you.
No, look, just before I ask for other comments, some of us will recall, and by the way, welcome back. We really missed you. And I hope you're, as it were, if not fully recovered, well on the way to good health. Yes. No, you were sorely missed in the committee. Yes, the one issue that came up in your absence, I think we had two presentations or whatever, and members will recall. They both, to a greater or lesser degree, raised the issue of criminalising certain things. Do you recall that, members? And I don't know if one of the members in your subcommittee raised that with you, because that was raised quite strongly, you know, in the presentations. Now, I'm not saying we agreed or disagreed, but that point was made, and it may be of value for you personally, and I think for the subcommittee members, to have another look at the comments made in that regard. Okay, so that is an important point. The other issue that came up from, you know, during those few days that may not have been brought up as well, was the issue around the amount, the assets.
Oh, yes.
When it was pointed out that actually this was taken, originally a reference was made to the Magistrates Act, and the figure of 2,500 was there, if you recall. And on the basis of that, it went up to 5, and then it was felt, well, what can you buy, you know, for 5? I mean, can you actually get a fridge for 5? Can you get this and that? Can you get beds? So I just thought that if you personally familiarize yourself with that and address it. But let me allow other members then to come in on the report we have just received, which seemed to point out these are some of the challenges we are facing in the subcommittee to which we have not reached consensus. Am I right, Honourable Williams? You haven't reached consensus on.
Yes, Chair, that these are some of the points, but that's where we are. I'm just saying we're very close to consensus, but I'm reporting where we haven't reached consensus or where we've got problems with, for instance, that arbitrary amount of 50,000. I'm not saying it is arbitrary, for the record, but it is a question, yes.
All right, members, any comments on that or clarification, Honourable Mantash?
It's not a point of clarification, but I just wonder that there's also something that the department always come up with, that they want the powers of the NCR to be re-looked into, and which the subcommittee doesn't agree with. I just wanted to highlight that.
Yeah, well, I think that's an important point that we need to be reminded of. Members, are we all in agreement, Honourable Buyani?
Yeah, Chair, also the credit providers, like your government institutions, we still have challenges there fix, say. If we say we intervene in terms of debt, what about the government debt, and so forth and so forth? I think it's one other area that we must look into and deal with it. And also the question of mortgage bond, to say what is not part of the process. Thanks, Chair.
And I think you're also, as it were, a member there as well, trying to catch up and brief yourself in all these issues. And I know that it is appreciated. Thank you. members, having done that, just a little reminder on that program issue, and I hope Ms. Sheldon now is around with that computer of hers. You will see there that we have, and before we move on then to the sugar industry, we have focused on the subcommittees. I mean, you appreciated that for very good reason. We've really got to get to a particular point. But having said that, we also have our committee meeting, very important one, joint one with finance, which has been put, you know, set there for some time on the transformation of the financial sector. And one of our own entities would be involved purely because the relevant the person coming forward is a company. I'm sure you've heard of Steinhoff, the Steinhoff issue.
Didn't you invest in
the one that lost your pension?
Yeah.
Now, look, but to get back on a more serious note, the Steinhoff issue will be there on the 28th, the joint meeting. Now, for some reason, in my own diary, and I wonder if other members didn't have that, I had us in a committee meeting. And a committee meeting, not Steinhoff, which was from 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or something. So that's why I'm asking, are we quite clear about the program? Yes. Because members, that is not a choice. That isn't, oh, that's the finance. This is actually a joint committee meeting, which we would have to call or they would have to call. I hope we understand that. SIPC will be there. Advocate Rory Foller. That falls under us. All right? Fine. So that's the 28th. And I may... yes?
Chairperson, with regard to the 28th, can we ensure that the Secretary sends us reminder SMSs? Because if that doesn't happen, and in the morning as well, so it should be the day before and the morning with the venue, everything. Mm-hmm. Or else people just won't say they didn't know where. And
well, like myself,
like
you know, we had to go on an exploration of Parliament. But be that as it may, we did find the place eventually. But we must get that. And I've just seen that my program is because I have other committees I chair. That is the SAEU. Committee program. Now what is going to happen there is that cannot be changed, and I'm going to have to only come in at 11, which is why I asked for the agenda to be modified and to have Erba there before and the finance and then Steinhoff, so that I would be there from 11 until 3, you know, when we've got the Steinhoff issue on. Right, members, now we're moving to the sugar industry. Sorry, Honourable Tiako.
Thanks, Chair. May I request that we go back to my report? There's one little item that we didn't finalize them. The proposed names for appointment. We never adopted those names as a committee. So can you please finalize that? We adopted the terms of reference and the program of the subcommittee. So on page 2, I indicated 3.5. The following panelists are proposed for appointment. The ones that are appointed is Mr. Andre Maybeck and Advocate Panther. Then the other five, we request the committee to appoint the nominated names as it is from the subcommittee.
Thank you very much. That's page 2, 3.4 onwards. You will see on that page some are and some aren't. You're looking from, is it Advocate Beloy onwards? Michelle Woods, Advocate Makafola Mokatimi, and Mr. Wiseman in Gorbo. And Mr. Tabang Matibe. Yes. Now, I think there's, we ourselves, when we first started with this before the appointment of the subcommittee, you will recall that some of these names had come up. always actually put forward by some of you. And can I see by show of hands who sits in that subcommittee? That's Honorable Kacharya, Honorable Buyani, and is it Klangwini or who? Who from the other, and other, is it just, because I thought Honorable Albert sat in second debt. I don't know.
It looks like both now.
Oh, right.
Well, I'm going to sleep here.
Oh, good. No, that's very well. So your very heavy portfolio in the party running Gauteng, what is it, Chwani, gives me a chance for the ANC. But anyway, on a more serious note, fine. Do you agree then, I mean, you've been in this committee, some of you, from time to time? Now, I see no disagreement there from the subcommittee. Right. It's been proposed. Who is going to second it from not one of the subcommittee now? Honourable Williams, are you seconding it?
Yes, Chairperson, the nominee.
Right. Any objections? Silence means golden. It is no objections. Right. Adopted. Well done, Honourable Chairperson.
Okay, now at long last the sweet tooth can be accommodated.
The sweet tooth. I know, I don't know what is going on. The next thing we'll all get bronchitis. All right, Mr. Medema, can you actually do it or are you going to call for a technician? All right. On the oversight report, have you all got a copy? Right. We've had it for some time, as you are aware, 3 weeks or more. Right. Now, I haven't got a large copy, but I am going to do my best here. I'm going to at least be able to call the paragraphs. You should have read it if you've had it for more than 3 weeks. Paragraph 1. This is the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry on its oversight visit to the Sugarcane Farmers and Sugar Industry Associations in KwaZulu-Natal from 25th to 26th January. We also have other members present here. I haven't actually got the list of not members but visitors here. I don't want to belabor the point of the Ms. Seabrith, but in future I'm sure the committee members will ensure me that I got a copy I can read. But I'm going to ask the Honourable Mantash, where I want something read out, which I do, I would like the heading and the first paragraph to be read word for word. And then we're going to do 1, 2, 3. In other words, we won't read the rest. Will you go ahead, please, Honourable Mantash? The heading and the from the portfolio committee to whatever is the end of that before introduction.
This is a draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry on its oversight visit to sugarcane farmers and sugar industry associations in KwaZulu-Natal from the 25th to 26th January 2018. The Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry, having undertaken an oversight visit to sugarcane farmers, the South African Farmers Development Association, the South African Sugarcane Research Institute, and the South African Sugar Association in KwaZulu-Natal on the 25th and 26th January 2018, and having attended the official launch of SAFTA, the reports as follows. The introduction. In terms of Section 42
3 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, 1996, the National Assembly, among others, scrutinizes and oversees executive action. The National Assembly, through the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry, oversees the work of the Department of Trade and Industry and the implementation of legislation which it administers. This work would contribute to achieving national priorities, such as the creation of decent employment and economic transformation. The DTI's main mandate is to facilitate the creation of an environment conducive to industrialization and regional economic development that facilitates economic transformation, as well as the regulation of businesses and protection of consumers. Its range of functions should therefore support the achievement of this mandate. This physical oversight visit provided the committee with the opportunity to test whether the DTI is playing the necessary overall on the implementation of legislation by industry.
Sorry, that doesn't make sense.
It should say oversight role.
Sorry, what should it read?
Oversight.
It's wrong, I don't know who.
The physical oversight visit provided the committee with the opportunity to test whether the DTI is playing the necessary oversight role.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
The background.
No, we won't go.
Okay.
Right.
Now, members, from there we will just move on, but I just want to acknowledge that I think that the person directly involved in DTI, the specialist person, as I understand it, is the chief director of agro processing. Is that Ms. Imkomisa Imhloli? Yes, and I apologize if I've mispronounced your name. Then we have two other consultants who were with us on the trip, Adhira. It seems also very small. Is it but clothing or closing? Right. And then Miss Nicholas, but Nicholas rather, yes. Okay. No, you're all very welcome. Thank you. Now, what we'll do, the background, and we won't comment on it for grammar or English, you know what I mean, but for substance, page 1. Page 2. You should have read this. Page 3.
Yeah, okay.
Honourable McPherson.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I just, you know, because this is a, when it goes to the House, will be a public document, I just think it would be important under 2.2 to note that I did want to be there, but due to an internal campaign, I wasn't able to do so. And because then of the late notice to the Honourable Kachalia, he wasn't able to attend. I hate anyone to think that we didn't want to be there.
No, we will. This is draft. So what we're going to do, Honourable McPherson, is after the draft, when I'm on my own computer, I see now Ms. Sheldon has managed to pull it up here in a size font that I can read. So that's much better. Yes, I can see what you're referring to now. We then move on to page. So all this is the first draft going out. I will then work on it. Unless I hear something to the contrary from yourself by email or whatever, I will simply work on it and bring it back. Is that in order?
Sure.
Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page page 8 coming up. The research was a very interesting section, didn't we think so, all of us who did go? Page 8. Page 9. Yes. And then we come to acknowledgements and recommendations. Now, where you need to place special emphasis, every member here, is on the, what you call it, the recommendations. Do you see and hear that? So as you're going through, note, look, there's this. But while we are here, it may be of interest to, as it were, pick the brains of the specialist from DTI in this regard. And to ask her, for example, one of the questions which we really didn't have suitably clarified for ourselves were about the mills. You know, it seemed, and I'm using the word seemed, that's why we want clarification, that the whole idea of having these mills there were to facilitate, as it were, swift crushing and whatever, processing of the sugar, of the sugar cane into sugar. And yet some of these were closing down for whatever the reason. And we couldn't quite understand why. And then one heard at the end of the day, no, they hadn't closed down. They were just not operational. Well, and then others said they'd been mothballed. So, you know, we got like half a dozen different versions of various mills. The other issue was that the water, sugar apparently needs a lot of water. And if I may be so blunt as to say, those on the developed farms, you know, who'd been there for the year dot and who'd always owned and who were from, for the most part, from the white community, they had all this irrigation. But I saw the most archaic pump. Last time I saw that was, you know, something like 70 years ago when I was 4 years old. I mean, you know, this contraption that somehow it's fixed and it only goes so far anyway, the water. I'm not sure what sort of water pump it was. Are you aware of that? And then I understood that wasn't so much for irrigating. That was for the fires. It wasn't intended to be for irrigation. So why do you have this chain, you know, this sort of discrepancy between emerging farmers in inverted commas, which for the most part appear to be black, and then the white farmers, on the other hand, who would have that equipment? Is that going to change now that there's this agreement? Could you respond to that, Bud, if you can?
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and Honorable Members, and very good afternoon. My name is Mimisa Nhlawuli, Chief Director, Agri-Processing at DTI. I think, Chair, you are right to say that the state of infrastructure, especially if you look at the irrigation infrastructure, you compare the smallholder farmers, if I may use that terminology, versus the commercial farmers, it's completely different.
Sure.
Especially if you look at infrastructure like your irrigation equipment. Obviously, I think I must indicate that there's a lot of development that has to take place in terms of supporting our smallholder farmers. And it's the work that we are doing with the Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries in terms of comprehensive agriculture support program.
which is actually championed by the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. They are indeed looking at all those issues of the irrigation infrastructure for our small older farmers. But I must also indicate that the issue of water is one of the burning issues at this point in time. If you look at the drought that has affected the industry, that has affected the country, by the way, rather heavily so. So indeed, there are a lot of committees. There's a committee, I think, that has been set in terms of looking at drought relief interventions. But indeed, it's one of the issues that we are focusing on together with the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, including the issue of water rights, which is a big challenge that I think the Department of Water and Sanitation is looking at. So as I think as the Department of Trade and Industry, we have a task team now that we have set together with the Department of Agriculture, Forest, Intergovernmental Task Team, not only to look at the irrigation infrastructure, also to look at the first question, Chair, you posed around the closed mouths. If you remember at the launch, the Deputy Minister, Bekikele, he indicated the issue of some of the mouths that have closed down. So we needed to look at that as the Department of Trade and Industry. We have actually engaged with South African Sugar Association, especially the Millers Association, to give us a report in terms of the closed mills. And when you look at the report, you'll see that some of the mills have closed almost, I think, 10 years ago. And when you look at, you know, the state of infrastructure for those mills, it's really, you know, they've been, you know, I would say dilapidated state of infrastructure. But the task team is certainly going to look at those closed mills, and we see whether can we look at, you know, alternatives in terms of either looking at micro mills or looking at, you know, working with the Millers Association to give, you know, these small-scale farmers shares to some of the mills that are operational. So already there is a work that we are doing, Chairperson, in that regard, looking also at the fact that the committee has picked up some of those issues during the oversight in the Sugar Industry Association farms.
Right. No, look, we just have another one. Thank you for that. Yourself first, Honourable Mantash, then followed by Honourable Williams, then followed by the Honourable Van Schalkwyk, and then Honourable Alberts. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. We were some of us there in the oversight, Chairperson. I want Ms. Mhlawule to include in the things that they're going to attend to as those committees the road infrastructure in the emerging farmers of that area. It was terribly bad compared to the white farmers that exist in that area. Also, one of the burning issues that I don't know how they are going to attend to, whether it must be done by the association itself, was that the black farmers lack transport to take their crop to the mills that are existing, and that was destroying them because they ended up losing everything they've worked for over a season, and we would love that to be attended to, because for them it is a matter of life and death. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mantash. Honourable William.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think that one of the recommendations from this report is that the DTI needs to go through this report and report back to this committee on what exactly they're going to do when it comes to, for instance, 3.5, the small growers support, 3.6, local market price for small growers, 3.7, lack of access to new species. We need answers for this. I mean, the report basically is like a photograph of what's happening on the ground, but we would like to see the DTI telling us, you know, are we barking up the right tree, you know, because this might not be ours, it could be somebody else's. Another department I'm talking
sure.
about, not
exactly.
that. So we want this, you know, the DTI to go through this report and write
written
responses to these issues that have been raised from the ground. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Williams. Was that Honourable Van Schalkwyk, followed by Honourable Alberts?
Thank you, Chairperson. I might be wrong, but I don't see the issue that we've also found the system at the mills where they give preference to the big commercial farmers.
One moment, please.
Okay.
do proceed.
Let me just repeat it. We one of the concerns was also in terms of the system at the big, at the mills, where they give preference to the big farmers and say 1 in 10 places to the small farmers. And that's also leading to them losing their crops, or the quality of their crops that's degrading. But also, Chair, another concern that was also raised was that the seedlings are being harvested on some farmers' farms, and then they are being sold to the other the small-scale farmers. So to also to make a recommendation that they should also consider harvesting those seedlings on the small-scale farmers' farm, or try and do something to ensure that the small-scale farmers also benefit in terms of that system of the harvesting of the seedlings. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Van Schalkwyk. Honourable Elbert.
Thank you, Chair. I wasn't involved in this investigation, but I was sort of tangentially involved in a matter with related to the sugar industry, and that was the fructose industry. Remember, there was a question where certain individuals wanted to start a fructose factory in the Free State, and the sugar lobby seems to want to push that out. And the way the Sugar Act is structured at this moment, it can happen that they can be denied the right to open up a factory to create fructose from grain. And if you look at page 2, the second bullet point, one of the problems that these farmers are facing is a lack of access to alternative markets. So I would suppose that those would be markets other than sugar markets itself. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask the DGI to have a look at that again, to see in what way the fructose market can be investigated, because there are people willing to invest, and they are willing to help with triple BEE in that regard as well. So that's an alternative market that can be investigated, and it's a substitute for sugar. But as I understood from your predecessor in a DTI, DGG, your predecessor told me that the sugar lobby is a very, very strong, and she also said dangerous lobby. So I don't know what that means. Yes, she said that they have a lot of sway. So be that as it may, you know, we need to investigate that and see what the possibilities. Thank you very much.
Now, actually, I'd forgotten about that. You had raised it once before in this very committee. Thank you for reminding us.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to plead to the committee to consider the recommendation that we had as we were stepping down of the out of the oversight, that we would call a joint meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Economic Development in as far as the tariff that is tariff of imports that is killing the sector at home here. Thank you.
Yes. We did say that. There were other there was another thing as well. Yes, thank you. I may just have some water. In fact, when that came up, I think, you know, this may not be fully captured in the report, but we were very pleased even before we got a further report from the DTI, as it were, that SASA had, in colloquial terms, come to the party to some extent. In other words, they had acknowledged, look, we can't take sides here. We need to be this player here, and the sugarcane growers here, and the X and the Y and SAFTA. Because you will recall, at our first engagement, when a lot of arrogance was displayed in the committee, as it were, the, you know, a lot of committee members even referred to that. Yet, at the meetings we had subsequently, it was clear that there was a recognition that they needed now. SASA is SASA. And how do we manage this? We've been given this mandate by government, if you like, this delegation. And we said we must invite them back. Do you remember the SASA crowd, per se, along with others, so that we continue to get ongoing progress reports on the one hand. What they expressed to us is while they are doing this, the sugarcane industry is under considerable threat. Hence, of course, the point that the Honourable Albert's made that we need to take seriously, review that approach as well, our approach to that. But they asked for us to please support the tariff issue, given that, as you know, the Minister of Health quite rightly has put his foot down on the percentage of sugar in sweets and in other areas, quite rightly. But having said that, we have to take account of what is the impact on industry, you know, of that. Labour, all kinds of things. And it's come at this time when we seem to be finding it very difficult to become competitive or retain our competitive edge, you follow, given the tariff structures and so on and so forth. So that, but as we said to them, certainly I did as chair, we want to help you, but you need to transform the industry, you know, it's so that it becomes a win-win situation for both of us. So after, I would like those who did not go to study the report as well. I myself will. It'll be easier for me when I can see the actual report, able to do that. The second thing is we made it clear we must engage with agriculture. You know, we can't do these things in isolation. And thirdly, because it became almost an anomaly, here we were, and we were entirely unaware that this legislation was on the books as a committee. We were not aware. Now, the question becomes, if we weren't aware of that, are there any other pieces of legislation within our mandate that we are not aware of? And we need to write a formal letter, I believe, to the Department of Trade and Industry in this regard to get their help and support. Is there, you know, can you please go through the legislation? And one would want to ask agriculture to do the same if there's anything that we would find affected us as agro-processing, you know, that kind of thing. The other point that was made was on the transport. Transport is a cost, is a very serious cost. Now, as we know, the costs of transport in various forms of agriculture, manufacturing, etc., has often been raised. We know that. So that issue becomes not simply an agricultural issue, a DTI, but it's the roads as well, you know, in getting things from here to there. So we need to look at that as well. So I think in doing this report, we may need to call in the Secretariat and we'll work together and ensure that we've captured some of the points you've, well, all of the points you've raised here and have another more serious look at it. Is that in order? Right. I think that it's been a very constructive oversight, but the one thing I was asked, the one thing I was asked by the office is, you know, about this, but I did refer to it. I think I said to you that there is another full member joining us. Do you remember? But although I have the name in a direct letter to myself as chair from the office of the chief whip, I wasn't sure if the staff were aware of it as the administration. You know, there's a difference. Are they aware of it? Okay. Now, they have phoned the staff to say, yes, this is in order. So I say that because we don't want to work outside the rules of Parliament. The new member who will be joining us is a former minister, and I understand it, well, I mean, I'm just not sure of his first name, but I understand it is the Honourable David Mshlobo. Mshlobo. Is that correct? All right. Yes. So exactly when, I'm not certain, yes.
Is that the former Minister of State Security and then former Minister of Energy?
Yes.
That one.
Well, I'm not aware of any other Mr. Mshlobo. So I assume it is the same one. Yes.
Right. Anyway, it's not up for discussion. I'm just simply required to inform you about it. All right?
Now, the other thing is, I would...
Chair?
Yes?
Because
we
step down from Shook.
Oh, yes.
I am not sure at which point shall we call back those associations together with DTI to check on the progress of transformation in the sector since our visit.
In fact, we did schedule them, and this was noted on the programs as well. It's in March. I just can't remember the date.
I think it was moved to...
Pardon, was it moved to when? Where?
Because my understanding is that the follow-up would be subject to this report being adopted.
Oh, that was the issue, yes. Now we need to adopt the report. Are we all on track there? With our recommendations?
With amendments.
With amendments, etc. So you've had the first draft. Email me or yourself, is it Mr. Medema? Did you go running round the field?
No.
It's you, yes. Okay. With, although you weren't there, were you? Who was there with me? Purely Zaquanda, who incidentally is on study leave. She's on sabbatical to do, I think, a master's. I'm looking at Ms. Sheldon. Degree. All right, so we don't have her benefit here, but anyone who took photographs, Parliament has asked, can they please forward them to, who is it, was it to yourself, Miss Sheldon, or who? Yes, because they wanted to go into the, some sort, is it the issue or something, but I can tell you now that they were just surprised that we never took a media person with us. But I needed to explain that required 2 weeks' notice, which we never had. So it is on that we then turn to the program, and just to get our next date, the 14th. The 14th will be subcommittees only. Do we see that? It's a Wednesday, tomorrow. Subcommittees are sitting. Right. I will try to pop in here and there, but I do have scheduled meetings for another structure. On the 15th, as you know, the House is sitting at 10 a.m. Is that correct? Still correct? The House? Thursday. And there is a subcommittee on the National Credit Amendment Bill at 2:30. If indeed the House is not sitting, is that correct, Honourable Williams?
That's correct, Chairperson.
Yeah. And then?
No, it is not an opportunity for people to take Friday off. We've had a lot of Fridays off. And I must insist that members do come in on Friday, the 16th of March. It is going to be a report back on the debt, National Credit Amendment, and important deliberations. This is a long Friday. We're only finishing at 4 o'clock. Honourable Tierko?
Yes, Honourable.
Thanks, Chair. Can you please, may you please consider our apology on Friday? And myself and Honourable Sanskalkwev will be attending the funeral.
Yes, I don't normally take it as such also on behalf of others, but there are always exigencies, and I'm sure we're all aware that the funeral the Honourable Tierko is referring to is the late Honourable Chair of Labour. And it is unfortunate that you can't be here on that day, but that is the one, there are very few issues that take precedence. Do you follow? And that does take precedence. Why three? Sorry. I'm looking at two. All right. Are you all set at 10? All right. Let's get all of those apologies and...
Chairperson, I also will attend the funeral because I have worked with a woman since, I don't know.
Now, I know you're, she's in your region.
And I've been with her in the labor movement.
Now, we're not turning this into a wholesale apology. And remember, all of you, even though we have said yes, that requires a written one. It requires a day of leave, in case you're not aware. A day's leave. And I think for any member that you served under, a day's leave will not be too much to ask any member. So please, if you give me the letters in this regard, this afternoon or tomorrow morning, I will sign them. You know, you just apply the normal one, and also make sure the apology is done by your secretaries today. Can we do that? It's very clear what the issue is. You don't have to motivate it. Yes, we are. But I do want to go over this program with you. Then we're coming to the Human Rights Day, and as you will see on Thursday, we have a meeting, and on Friday, I'm really appealing to members of this committee to be back on Thursday. Then and some of you, when we did this, said, I can only get back then because I come from X or Y or Z. On the following Tuesday, we have another meeting, and on Wednesday, the Finance Joint Meeting, and on Thursday, the subcommittee, in other words, not the full committee. Now, I do need to know if the subcommittee members for the copyright, that's yourself, Honourable Tierko, leading that committee, I know that is basically Holy Thursday, and for some of you, I'm not sure what your faith is, and of course, why I'm saying that is, depending on your faith, certain apologies are allowed. I think you do know that, don't you? Right, so I won't re-emphasize that. But I do want to thank you. It's been a very constructive meeting, and those attending subcommittees, my earnest appreciation for your hard work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I would like to close, Honourable Biani.
No, it's done. I think we will correct
it. Yes.
Because I can see some comments Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, so really hard work, yes. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Now, how do you pause it and save it?
So you just pause it here.
Okay.